From Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief. Jessica, July 23rd. The day in 10. Let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from Computer World. Monday.com cuts 20% of its workforce to restructure for the AI era. I just read about Monday.com's restructuring plan, and it's got me thinking. They're cutting 20% of their workforce, about 620 people, as they shift to a flatter team structure and focus on AI-driven workflows. This isn't about replacing humans with AI, but rather about streamlining their organization to better adapt to the changing landscape. They're investing in AI and customer implementation expertise and expect to continue hiring in key areas. The company's co-founder, Aaron Zinman, says they're not looking to improve margins, but rather to execute more decisively and quickly respond to market changes. They're aiming for a leaner, more focused operating model that will allow them to innovate and grow. The restructuring will result in a flatter organization with fewer management layers and smaller, more autonomous teams. It's interesting to note that Monday.com is not struggling financially, with expected 19-20% year-over-year growth in 2026. They're actually betting on AI to drive their future success and are positioning themselves to take on new challenges and adapt to changing market conditions. The company's advantage lies in its structured substrate, which gives agents a firmer foundation to act on, and they're highlighting their natively built agents and connectors with popular AI tools. As the industry shifts towards AI-driven workflows, Monday.com is taking a bold step to restructure and focus on their strengths. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out and whether they can execute on their vision. Next. Second, from CIO. Monday.com cuts 20% of its workforce to restructure for the AI era. Healthy software companies typically don't suddenly eliminate one-fifth of their workforce, but Monday.com is doing just that as it bets on flatter teams, AI agents, and customer implementation expertise as the winning combination in the AI era. Monday.com co-founder and co-CEO Aaron Zinman today announced the very difficult decision to reduce the AI work platform company's global workforce by about 20%, or 620 people. The move has nothing to do with increasing margins or replacing humans with AI, he insisted in his post on LinkedIn. Rather, it's a calculated decision to trim down and hone up next. Third, from The New Yorker. Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey leaves the gods in the outtakes. Each week, our editors select a New Yorker story for you to read. Something timely, something important, or something unexpected. Or even perhaps all three. Tomorrow, our film critics, Justin Chang and Richard Brody, will discuss The Odyssey in a live chat starting at 1:30 p.m. E.T. read Chang's review here, and Brody's below. And then, fourth, from Collider. Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey is officially too popular. Christopher Nolan has spent years convincing audiences that some films simply need to be seen on the biggest screen possible. However, there's a slight issue there, because with The Odyssey, he may have been a little too successful. Next. Fifth, from IGN. Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 8 Ultra review so far. Earlier today, Samsung launched the Galaxy Z Fold 8 Ultra, along with the Fold 8 and the Flip 8. Now, aside from tacking Ultra onto the name, the Z Fold 8 Ultra looks and feels a lot like last year's Z Fold 7. I've even put them next to each other, and apart from last year's much more vivid colorway, I legitimately couldn't tell the difference between them. However, appearances are only skin deep, and Samsung has made some big improvements over its last generation foldables, like finally including the same 5,000 mAh battery you'd find in the Galaxy S26 Ultra that came out earlier this year. Up next, sixth, from Business Insider. Christopher Nolan's The Odyssey changed Odysseus into a hero. It was a mistake. Matt Damon stars as Odysseus in Christopher Nolan's film adaptation of The Odyssey. The movie characterizes Odysseus as a noble hero, unlike Homer's complex anti-hero. In Nolan's version, Odysseus is basically a good guy with one big regret, which is way more boring. Warning, spoilers ahead for The Odyssey. Tell me about a complicated man, begins Emily Wilson's translation of The Odyssey, The man in question, of course, is Odysseus, and complicated should be the key word here. And then, seventh from Slashdot, Microsoft announces Xbox backward compatibility for PC. Microsoft has announced Xbox backward compatibility for PC, a new preservation program that will let players run select classic Xbox games on Windows PCs and handhelds like the ROG Xbox Ally. Tom's Hardware reports, this marks the beginning of a broader effort to preserve Xbox games from the past and bring them to PC over time, the company said in a blog post authored by Xbox VP Next Generation, Jason Ronald. Alongside backward compatibility, the company says games will also include new features. Next. Eighth, from Network World. Oracle expands cloudy customer with new database service for mid-sized workloads. Oracle is expanding its cloudy customer on-premises portfolio with a managed database offering that it says will enable enterprises to run databases, applications, and AI agents in their own data centers, helping CIOs modernize mid-sized workloads while meeting data residency, regulatory, and low latency requirements. The hybrid cloud offering, Base Database, Cloudy Customer, combines existing database and infrastructure services such as the Base Database Service and Data Infrastructure Cloudy Customer X11 platform. Up next, ninth, from InfoWorld. Oracle expands Cloudy Customer with new database service for mid-sized workloads. Oracle is expanding its cloudy customer on-premises portfolio with a managed database offering that it says will enable enterprises to run databases, applications, and AI agents in their own data centers, helping CIOs modernize mid-sized workloads while meeting data residency, regulatory, and low latency requirements. The hybrid cloud offering, Base Database Cloudy Customer, combines existing database and infrastructure services, such as the Base Database Service and Data Infrastructure Cloudy Customer X11 platform. And then, 10th, from Tom's Hardware. Microsoft announces Xbox backward compatibility for PC will let gamers play classic console games on PCs and handhelds. Steven is Tom's Hardware's news editor with almost a decade of industry experience covering technology, having worked at TechRadar, iMore, and even Apple over the years. He has covered the world of consumer tech from nearly every angle, including supply chain rumors, patents and litigation, and more. That's the day. Back at the desk tomorrow, what to watch is in your subscribe link. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.